Boys and girls, do you remember the story of Daniel in the lion's den? Daniel told the king, "My God has sent his angels and shut the lion's mouth that they hurt me not." Here is a story that is based on a true experience. This is something like the story of Daniel. But the name of this story is God's Miracle in 1994. 4-year-old Esther and her family lived in the hill country. They moved there to tell people about Jesus. Now, a young couple, Catherine and Nathan, moved near their house to help them start a church. Catherine invited Esther to come over sometimes, and she would read stories to the 4-year-old. Esther's daddy announced one morning, "I must return this tractor back to Mr. Smith. He was good to loan it to me, but I just can't spare the time. If Nathan can take it this afternoon, could you drive over in the car to bring him home?" Mama questioned slowly, "Will Mr. Smith mind? You said he has strange ideas about strangers." "Oh, he'll be glad to get his tractor back." Nathan agreed to take back the tractor. Daddy explained the trail through the woods where he would drive the tractor through. Mama told Esther, "Eat your lunch. When baby Sarah wakes up, we'll go in the car to get Nathan. Catherine will probably ride with us too. And Nathan's mother, Sister Anna, is visiting, so she may go along." "Goody, goody," Esther sang. "May I sit by Catherine?" "We'll see," Mama said. Baby Sarah began crying in her crib, so Mama told Esther, "You can run over to Catherine now. I'll come soon in the car." Soon Mama came, and baby Sarah was in her car seat in the back seat. "You'll have to climb in here beside Sarah. Sister Anna, would you like to be with the little girls?" Catherine went up front with Mama. Nathan started out through the trail in the woods. Esther looked and looked out the window as they rode along on the road. "Will we see a deer, Mama?" "I don't know. Keep watching." Soon they had gone the 5 miles to the Smith home. They drove into the lane slowly because it was so rocky. Ahead in the lane was a cattle guard they needed to cross to get up to the house, to the place Nathan's trail would come out. Mama eased the car over the pipes. Suddenly, 3 large dogs began barking wildly. They seemed as big as St. Bernards, but Mama knew her husband had called them Rottweilers. As the car moved slowly toward the back of the house where they would wait for Nathan, the dogs became very excited. Mama hoped Mrs. Smith would soon come out to call the dogs off. "I don't see their pickup truck. I don't believe anyone is home. I guess that's why the dogs are so upset. Oh, I hope we can get close to where Nathan's trail ends," Mama stated worriedly. "Mama, I don't like those barking dogs. They sound so cross," Esther began to whimper. Mama was worried too. She told Esther, "God will take care of us." The dogs kept barking and snarling. Now they began biting at the tires and at the car frame. Esther began to cry, "Will they get us, Mama?" Catherine and Sister Anna and Mama had never seen such vicious dogs. Mama remarked, "We're safe here in the car with the windows closed." Now Catherine began to cry softly too. "Oh, they'll attack Nathan. They'll hurt my husband. Oh, what can we do? What can we do?" The dogs kept up racing around the car, biting every place they could. Now and then one would stand up against the car, looking in the window, wildly barking and growling. Sister Anna remarked, "They must be trained to be watchdogs. We are strangers, so they are so upset." "Oh, Catherine, what will they do to Nathan? They're cross enough to tear him apart." Catherine cried openly now. "How can we warn Nathan? What can we do?" Esther was screaming with fright, and baby Sarah started crying too with all the noise. Mama could imagine the sharp teeth of the dogs puncturing the tires. Suddenly, Sister Anna suggested, "Do you think you could turn the car around and go back out the lane?" The dogs were keeping biting here and there on the car, something awful. "Oh, "What will Nathan do?" cried Catherine. "Well, we'll drive in again when we hear the tractor," Mama promised. Slowly she turned the car, even while the dogs continued their attack. Out the lane, over the cattle guards they went. Suddenly they realized the dogs had not followed over the cattle guard. They stood panting on the other side. Everyone was greatly relieved. But Catherine was so worried about Nathan. "We'll have to go back up there when Nathan comes, and then it will happen all over again. Oh, what will we do, and why is he so long coming?" Mama suggested, "Let's pray together. I know we have all been praying quietly, but the Bible says where two or three agree on something, God is there." Esther was still crying. Her mama comforted, "See, God is taking care of us. The dogs are lying down now." "We will take turns to pray." And as each one prayed, they asked the Lord to protect them. Catherine weepily prayed, "And Lord, I give Nathan to you. If I am left alone, I want to be in your will. If you want, you can spare Nathan's life. We are so helpless, Lord. We don't know what to do." Suddenly, from down the road, they heard the putt-putt of a tractor. "Here comes Nathan!" they all shouted. "He's not coming on the trail after all!" Nathan pulled the tractor in beside the car. He did not go over the cattle guard, but stopped near the lane. As he slid in beside Catherine, he was shocked to see how upset his wife and the others were. Catherine just hung to him and cried. As they drove home, the story was excitedly told. Nathan told how he had gotten lost and finally found the road where he asked directions. "God had you get lost to save your life," his wife assured him. Once at home, they all were surprised at the many teeth marks and scratches all over the car. Now it was Nathan's turn to give thanks for God's miracle, for keeping him safe. It was God's miracle that he lost his way, so he could come on the road. At home, Mama sat down with baby Sarah and Esther. "We will tell you girls this story over and over as you grow up. We all want to remember God's miracle in 1994.